Log Talk Radio.
Assalamualaikum and good evening, and welcome to Nation Building Presents Young, Gifted, and Black. And I am so very honored to be here tonight with, of course, the president and founder. Well, I don't know what he is. I don't know. He say I'm the president, but okay, the founder of the Nation Building Movement, Brother Rakim Khalik Muhammad, all the way from Jackson, Mississippi. Assalamualaikum, sir, and how are you?
I'm fine, sister. Wa alaikum salam. I'm doing fine, and I'm even doing better now that I can actually say that one of my long-term heroes in the rap industry, K. Reno, we got Brother Problem 13, and the sister Cunny. I don't know nothing about that sister music, but I guarantee you that it's going to be good tonight. Everybody that don't know about it, they will find out about it as well as myself. So this is going to be a very exciting night.
Yes, sir. And we have, you know, we have been blessed and honored to have some beautiful, beautiful brothers and a queen with us tonight. And since she is the queen tonight, I'm going to introduce her first, Sister Connie, Songstress Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Happy New Year. How are you, queen?
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am. I'm good by Allah's grace. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. And we have Brother Rakim, you know, we have some powerful, powerful brothers with us tonight. And the first one I'm going to introduce is, I don't know how many names he has, but I'm going to use the names that I know. Alexander Aziz Muhammad, a.k.a. Problem 13. Assalamu alaikum, sir, and good evening to you. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam, queen. I'm fine by the grace of Allah. That's Alexander Abdulaziz Muhammad, a.k.a. Problem 13, a.k.a. P13, a.k.a. the Wolverine, and I'm in the building. You heard me?
Yeah. Hey, listen, he sound like me, Sister Gigi. You know, I always say, when I refer to Nation Building, I always say in the building. That brother coming in right on time. Seriously.
No doubt. In the building.
Yes, sir.
Pray
and we
have love. Pray with
us.
Love.
Yes,
sir. We also have with us a brother who has been around a long time, who is a walking, living, breathing legend. I knew him when he was a little boy, so if any one of y'all call me old, we going to fight. Because he's a full-grown man now, a well-accomplished artist, one that we all love and respect. Come down front and center, soldier. K. Reno is in the house. Assalamu alaikum, sir. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam, sister. I mean, after introduction like that, I need to find out who I need to send the check to. So I'm just grateful to be here. I'm thankful for y'all having me on the show, and Brother Problem 13 and Brother Rakim. I mean, I've been affiliated with those brothers for a long time. So, and just to get it, you know, when you tell on your age, you tell it on mine too. So.
Well, you know, with K. Reno, I remember him being, I'm going to put it like this, high-spirited at a very young age. And he would come to the mosque, and you could just see it's almost like his flesh was, you know, jumping off his bones. His brother had something to say. You know, and I think Minister Robert was trying to contain some of that spirit, but, you know, some people, you just got to let them go and let them do their thing, and you have been doing your thing a long time, and you've been doing it very well, and we are very proud of you. So thank you, and we are so honored to have all of you on the show tonight. And so we're going to start because we're going to start with the queen. She's the only sister on the show, so, of course, we're going to, you know, yield to the distinguished sister from Arizona. And we don't
yes,
want her
ma'am.
To burn her bean soup, so don't get her up out of here.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
So
yes, I go by. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to tell you, if you would, introduce yourself, you know, and let us know. The first thing I want to know is what inspired you to do this type of music. So introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us what is your inspiration.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, I'm Connie Muhammad, also known as Nutmeg. I started rapping, I say, back in the 90s. I had an album, Ghetto's Child, that did really well. I had Coogee Rap on some parts of the album. So I was one of the first artists out of Arizona to get some majors and on the album and get some attention. And it was more so the G-Funk. It was the G-Funk era for us. So that's what that was in. And as my life changed and progressed, so did my music. So since then, I've been doing albums just about every year I produce, which are more so conscious-based, nation-based, faith-based, and just pretty much fueling the lifeline and trying to help uplift not only the believers, but our people who are in need of, you know, that type of uplift, direction, and positivity. So that's pretty much what I'm on right now. Right now I'm working on my next album, Sound Doctrine, part two. I did part one last year, so we're just going with that. And I'm just happy to be here. Just everything has just been progressing from what I did before, so I'm just blessed.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry, I hear some music in the background, so if you don't mind, because it really comes across real bad on the playback.
Is it coming across loud? Yes, ma'am, one moment. One moment.
So the usher, let it burn. That's how well I hear it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And while she's doing that, Okay.
I'm back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So let me ask you, Sister Connie, you know, all of us at some point grew up to some type of music, and I'm a 60s, 70s kind of child. And so tell me, who was your inspiration to even go into music when you were coming up?
Well, I believe we're born with that. You know, whether we're going to go into music or whatever else. So I really can't say that, you know, that at some point I decided, like, it was always in me. So the music that my parents listened to, that infused me, whether it's the Temptations, Chaka Khan, Main Ingredient, you know, what have you, Earth, Wind, and Fire, that type of thing. And then as I grew up, hip-hop was just blazing across the country. Big Daddy Kane, Coogee Rap, you know, the people over here, DJ Quick, NWA. So, you know, a lot of different kinds of music. I really can't even say one particular genre, but black music, period. And as I grew and I started to realize that I did have these gifts, I started to go more so into the hip-hop, but I always was singing, always was writing, so that kind of always fell with me. So when Ghetto Child came, I was singing on there, rapping on there, writing everything. So pretty much, I would have to say, just all black music infused what I'm doing, and it's the same today. You know, I really can't just settle on one. Settle on the best part of all of it.
Yes, ma'am. And so since you're now doing conscious music or uplifting, you know, non-secular type of music, what steered you in that direction instead of doing more of the mainstream type of music?
Well, like the brother K. Rhino made very apparent in his song, I think it's the Deception track, or the Grand Deception, I think it was. It just got to be very apparent. That's hot, brother. It's very hot. Right. It got to be very apparent that there is some type of undercurrent of satanic goings-ons and pretty much things that's turning you away from God. And as my life was taking some downturns, I had to notice that if I want to be uplifted, how can I keep doing the same music that's tearing me down, tearing down my people? So after a while, it just doesn't correlate. It wouldn't make sense. At this point, there's no way that I could claim to be any type of person trying to be righteous or conscious and talk about selling drugs or showing my behind. It just would not, it doesn't fit. So, you know, I had some moments where I just had to get real with myself, and I feel that Allah was dropping some seeds, and I probably planted those seeds through other people in me, and they just started to grow. And I decided in, I believe it was 2008, Shahada was the first album that I put together in the Final Call, reviewed it and published a review on it, and that was pretty much my first step in that direction. Before then, you know, I was dibbling, dabbling in the G-funk and whatnot. And it never was fitting. But, you know, to be honest, sister, it never really fit because I grew up in the nation. So the whole time, you know, when I did Ghetto Child, I just was a very angry sister. So it was easy to do that, but it was not really good with my spirit. So after a while, it just had to come to not so much I can't say studio gangster because that's how the life was back then. So it wasn't just studio, but as my life changed, my music had to change, just to put it that plain. Had to change.
Yes, ma'am.
That makes sense?
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you this. You know, what have been some of the challenges? Because, you know, it's to me, it seems very difficult to try to turn the attention away from all of the negative music and to, you know, just put conscious music out there. So as for you being an artist and being not only a hip-hop artist and a songstress, but doing conscious music, has that been a challenge when you're trying to, you know, book shows or, you know, get interviews or whatever? What have the challenges been in doing this type of music?
Yes, ma'am. It's tremendous challenges because unfortunately, our people, a lot of times, they need a go-ahead or they need some outside influence to say, this is good, support this. So if you don't get that, if you don't get those written reviews, if you don't get the media to say, this is good, support this, it takes some really strong supporters that are like-minded to say, I'm going to support this brother or sister anyway. I'm going to look for this anyway. But, you know, a lot of people have been looking. I think that there's a market of support for this kind of music that has been looking for things like this, and it's not available, you know, in the mainstream. So a lot of people, they just listen to, you know, whatever it is they want to listen to. And, you know, they're not getting the record sales that you used to see. The mainstream artists, they're not getting it either. So there's a difficulty factor with the music industry in totality because it's not really what people want for the most part. You know, you got the young kids, you got the white kids, but for the most part, record sales are not what they used to be. So I would have to say to solve that, you always want to try to have solutions. To solve that is the infrastructure, and that infrastructure was being worked on with some brothers, you know, like when the Murder, Inc. brothers and the Jay Prince and the other brothers was getting together to get distribution for black music. Distribution and also like what you're doing, Sue, where you have the media, no matter how small or how big, but any type of media to push that type of music can solve those problems. So, but and as far as, like, on a local level, booking shows and whatnot, I've actually had some pretty good going on with that. But, you know, it's not always saying, okay, I'm a Muslim artist. You can either say Muslim artist or conscious artist. And, you know, sometimes you're going to have people that's going to overlook you or, you know, put you to the side. But you'll always have some venues that don't care. They just listen to the music. They see how much support you're getting, and they'll put you on anyway. So there's ways around all of that.
Yes, ma'am. And let me ask you this, because, you know, a lot of artists, even mainstream artists now, are getting these 360 deals. So you're absolutely correct. They're not getting, you know, all of this, you know, financial upfront money that they used to get. And so now that they're doing these 360 deals, are most artists, whether they mainstream or not, is independent the way to go in this day and time when it comes to doing music?
Absolutely. One of the brothers, our brother Jasiri X, he looks like he's doing very well. I woke up one morning and saw his music on one of the shows, Good Morning America, or one of the shows. So, yes, absolutely. Independent is the way to go because all that money, instead of having to split it with the record company, with the tour, booking companies and management, you know, you can just basically pocket it, you know. So, yes, it's the way to go. You have to work. Nothing's going to just come to you. So it's more so having a business. You know, you got to build your brand and run it like a business. But absolutely, I would, you know, suggest that to any upcoming artist, any independent artist, that, you know what, you might as well just keep doing what you're doing. You may have to cross the country, get into these circuits and go on tour and maybe, you know, find some ways to do that. It's going to be expensive, but it's a lot better than having to owe a record company millions of dollars or millions of dollars in taxes that your accountant never paid and all the madness that our people go through. So I would definitely suggest it.
And so the last question before we go into one of your songs is I want to know, what is your goal with your music, and what would you tell any young person or anybody in particularly who wanted to get into this business, what would be your words of wisdom to them?
First off, my goal is to have Minister Farrakhan say, "Buy Sister Connie's music." Not just playing. We need some. It doesn't hurt to have those endorsements. But anyways, love you, Minister.
Yes, ma'am.
My goals are, you know, you can't put a limit on where you want to go. So I have goals, but to be honest, the sky is the limit. So I really kind of just say, Allah, where do you want to put me? Where do you want me to go? And I'm just trying to follow His guidance. So, you know, along the way, I set small goals, but the ultimate goal is what Allah has in mind for me. I don't even want to try to, because I might shortcut myself, So I'm just trying to just follow the guidance that comes and get my music as far as it can go, as far as it could possibly go. As far as to the youth, don't stop. If you know that you have the gift and you'll feel it, you'll know it, and you just think that maybe you need a little time to get it going or to perfect your gift, take the time to perfect your skills and learn from other people around you. Don't be afraid to ask questions, but keep going. You know, if one door closes, another door is going to open, and you just keep going forward. Remember that we have Allah on our side, so we have the power to go as far as we need to go, no matter who denies us anything. You know, we have that prize. So that's what I would say, sister. And I know there's so many talented believers all over the world even. And that's, you know, basically what I want to say. Because you're right. Sometimes you do have those moments where you're like, okay, should I be doing this? I want my music to be, you know, as big as these big cats. But you know what? Sometimes everything that glitters isn't gold. So don't pay attention so much to these majors that they push in your face. You know, look more so at independence and what they're doing, and you'll be able to see where you can go with that and how far you can go with that. So that's the best advice I can give right now till I get some more wisdom.
Yes, absolutely wonderful. So tell us, we're going to play a song. Tell us about the song Faithful. What is that all about?
Faithful is faithful. You know, faithful is struggling, suffering, and you just keep forging ahead, just like I just said. So that's the whole idea behind it. It's a very passionate song. It's got a gospel touch to it because that's where you hear those kind of songs. So that's pretty much what it is, just having faith in Allah and just forging ahead.
Okay, we're about to premiere Sister Connie Songstress Muhammad's song, Faithful. So let's take a listen.
Underneath everything you got. Striving not to lean on my own understanding and logic, I must seek assistance through patience and prayer. For Allah, you've always been there through the vicissitudes of life and the trials we take on and suffer, as I have suffered due to a lack of faith. And what I could not see, touch, taste, or smell, only feel the heat of hell with my soul to sell. Until the last moment, with fewer chances of mercy, it occurred to me it would be much better to attain to be faithful. To have faith in what I already know, so since I see Satan every day, how can I not recognize you, Allah, in my brothers and sisters' faith? Lest I be blinded by chastisement and push further therein. It is only by faith in Allah that you and my life begin. Did my life begin?
But you look like you're about 5 feet tall, but who would imagine that you have all that breath? And I hear a little Chaka Khan, a little Lauryn Hill, a little Erykah Badu.
Oh, man. I wish. Thank you, sis. But, yeah, you're about right up to 5'4". Give me a couple inches.
Area code 253, you have a question?
Yeah, I got a sister. I'm a Laker.
What make
him
come on? What's your name?
Brother James, 2 weeks.
I come to like a brother James.
I let you along, queen. The goddess of the universe.
Thank you. You. And what? What's your question?
Well, my question is, I know we talking a lot of good talk. Good music I'm hearing is being played. And I heard a brother say they waiting on it. They really are. They really want this. The streets really want this because it's time. And we just need the resources. We need to come together. We need to do that unity. That's what we need, that real unity. That money that we got that tell us ain't no more good. We need to go and put it in the use and go and make this thing happen and go to the get them youngsters out these streets because they hungry. They looking for some love and some guidance. They looking for somebody. Somebody to come through. And they hearing it, but they ain't seeing it until it comes. Yeah. And when it comes, because that music, they waiting on it right now. That's the lifeline to go get them right there because they all out there listening to music. And it's hip-hop and it's rap.
Yeah.
Too many people, too many of our brothers, and we dying. I hear them youngsters dying. It's a brother I met, got shot up out there in the street by some youngsters. I met that brother, and God spared his life, and now he's ready. He ready to get with this right here and take it to the next level and go get it, because that brother, he could have got it done if he wanted to. Y'all know how the streets go. But that brother showed so much love that he said, I got to spare him in the office, man. He was 17. Spare his life and do something.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother James. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do on this show. We're trying to promote that type of music and reach our people. And so we all have to start somewhere. So I know Brother Bob and Brother K. Reno and Sister Connie, they've been doing this thing a long time. So, you know, that's our goal. That's what we're trying to do.
And problem? When I met Problem, the way I met him, though, it was just hard. He's from another mother. I know that's my brother, and I love that brother. I'll walk 2 miles if he needs something and drop it off and send it to him, because that's my brother.
All right.
I'm supposed to do that. And he bear witness to that right there, because that's just how I am, you know? Because I need that love that's out there. And brothers really trying to connect together and find them real brothers. That Elijah said, the best ones still in the streets, though. And they got a lot of clout too, and a lot of people listen to them, and you go get him. We get in the streets, we get in the hood, we stopping mama from crying, we stopping homeless from dying. You know? My mama's
well,
gone.
Well, it's
all
like you need to make a record yourself.
I am, Sister Queen. I am, Sister Queen, because it's in me, and I ride for my brother, Slaughter.
Okay, this is what you do, Brother James. Look me up on Facebook. My name is Gidget Aziza Mariam Muhammad. Look me up on Facebook. You hit me up in the inbox. Send me a friend request, and I'll hook you up.
Hey, take this out, Queen. Excuse me. My name is easier for you to remember, though. James X Dunn. You remember that when you punched that one, and I get it. You got a name so long, I'm like, I don't think I can. I'm just being real with you.
Okay.
You know, I've been working, you know, I got them children trying to feed them, you know. My wife feeding her, you know, we're from ranch. I'm just being, that's the only way I can be.
Okay.
All crazy.
Okay, I'm
going to
look you up, Brother James. Okay, I'm going to look you up. But listen, thank you for calling in. We have some more questions to take, and you know, next time it seems like you have a lot to say, and so next time we'll just have you on the show so you can do your thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Queen. Thank you, the goddess of the universe. We hope you will nobody be here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling in. As-salamu alaykum. Okay, we're going to take another. We have a question from area code 240.
Yes.
And your mic is live. Area code 240.
As-salamu alaykum, sister.
Wa alaykum salam, Queen. How are you?
I'm doing very well. This is Sister Cassandra. I'm calling in to just to show some love for your guest you have on tonight. Just the straight up truth, problem 13. You got it, Sister Connie. The song that I just heard, I love that song. Faithful.
Thank you, ma'am.
I love this song. And I wanted the question I want to ask. Is that song on your latest CD?
No, ma'am. That song is from an album called Shahada.
Okay.
You can get online at ReverbNation.com/Connie Muhammad, and Shahada it's online. You can actually download the entire album right there.
Okay. All right. So I'll check that out.
Ma'am.
I'm just called just to show love.
Thank you for calling in, Sister Cassandra. We thank you for listening. So please don't make this your last time. We're going to be here every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
Okay, I will. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Okay, Sister Connie. Sister Connie got some fans out there. Okay, so Sister Connie, why don't you tell the audience where they can get your music, and if you have like a fan page or a Twitter or something, or how you communicate with your fans, give us that information.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You can find me on Facebook, Connie Muhammad, Last Day Songstress. Twitter is Connie Muhammad. I'm not really on there as much. I'm more so on Facebook. My music page primarily is ReverbNation.com, Connie Muhammad, and ConnieMuhammad.com is under construction right now, so you can just go to ReverbNation. You got downloads. You can either download an entire album or you can download singles, whatever you like. And if you need to contact me, you can contact me at sacrificerecords2@gmail.com. If you have any booking inquiries as well. And that's about it.
Okay, thank you, Sister Connie. We are so honored to have you come on tonight. And please don't make this your last time coming on. We want to have you back. We want to play some more music. I have another song in here by you, and I'll probably play it towards the end of the show. I know you have to go, and we're going to get into talking to Brother Prob and Brother Cabrino. But thank you so much for coming on. We are so honored to have had you.
Oh, thank you, sis. The honor is mine as well. And I'm with your movement, and what you're doing is strong, and I'm supporting it. So if you ever need me for anything, please let me know.
Oh, yes,
yes, ma'am. Thank you. All praise will be to Allah.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be looking for it.
Hey, listen, Sister Gidget didn't ask me what I thought about the song. That's okay, sister. I'm going to get you later.
Oh, well, you know, you always just start talking, so I just figured, you know, you were so mesmerized by the song, you were still in a trance.
I love it. I'm telling you, it feels like I woke up out of a time warp and heard Sister Cunny. Sister Cunny, I think I remember you from back in the day when you did call yourself Nutmeg. I think I remember that because I'm a big fan of Cool G Rap. That was the brother, along with Big Daddy Kane and the whole Juice crew, along with LL Cool J, actually got me started in the rap game. So, therefore, I remember some of that G-Funk gangster stuff you did back in the day.
Wow. What a blessing.
Beautiful music.
Thank, Thank you, sir. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah, sister.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a good night, sister.
Okay.
And we appreciate you coming on, sister. We look forward for you to come back.
Yes, yeah, please get me, and I love the comeback. I love the movement, and I appreciate it. Because what you're doing is really big. You know, never despise any small beginnings, no matter how small or big. It's Allah is behind it, so I'm just supporting it.
Yes, ma'am, and we appreciate your support. So please tell your friends and your family about us, because, like I said, this is the new show. This
okay.
is the intro show. So we're building
okay.
an audience for this music. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, brothers. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam, ma'am.
Okay,
right.
Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
Brother Rakim, walaikum salam.
Yes, ma'am.
We have two very powerful brothers in the house, and I'm going to start. I really don't know where to start, but I think I'm going to go ahead and start with Brother Prav. Brother Prav, assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum salam.
Come down front and center and tell us something about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a registered FOI in the Mighty Nation of Islam. You know, they call me Brother Alexander, but those that know me more personally call me Problem 13. I'm known as the Wolverine. You know, I call myself the Wolverine because just like the Wolverine, you know, I'm mean and I have an ugly disposition, but I'm fighting for a good cause. You heard me? You know, and just like the Wolverine, I lost my memory. You know, I didn't know who I was, why I was here, or why I was made the way I was made until Professor X reached out to me, known as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You told me he invited me to join the X-Men, known as the Mighty FOI. And from that day on, I've been the Wolverine fighting these devils that's trying to kill us mutants. You heard me?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I'm loving that, brother.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
Let me ask you something, Brother Prav. Why did you choose the name Problem 13? Because I'm familiar with the Problem Book and the Supreme Wisdom.
Right,
so
well,
was it
the
mathematical aspect of it, or what was it?
It was kind of several reasons. I was known as Cooley Rock my whole MC life, and I gave up rap for a minute. You know, for a couple of years, I gave up on it altogether. When I decided to come back, a close and dear friend of mine named DJ Money D, he said, man, Cooley Rock sounds a little too old school. You know, at the time, I was in bad standards. I wasn't in the Mars. I was back out in the world. I was studying, but I was still studying because I was studying since before I joined the Mars, because I was with the 5%ers back in the day. So I always stayed in touch with my lessons, even though I was living a savage life. So one night I was going through the lessons, and I was checking out the Problem Book. For those that don't know, the Problem Book is a section of the Supreme Wisdom given to us by Master Farad Muhammad, God in the flesh, and his Christ, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I was studying the Supreme Wisdom, and I came across Problem Number 13, and I read it. You know, and my whole reason for coming back, Before I left, I was all about just, you know, showcasing, battling, freestyling. I really didn't care about the business aspect. I was young and stupid. So I was making money doing other things. But then, you know, it hit me, man. I got this gift. I got the skill. I need to try to get paid. I'm watching Yo MTV Cribs back in the days when it came on. And I got a whole lot of children, for those that don't know. I have 15 children. My children. You know what I'm saying? And they were all born in the nation except for my firstborn. I was a 5%er when he was born. So I'm looking at all my children and all my struggles and all my trials, and I'm seeing these garbage rappers on your MTV Cribs with these big houses. So I said, man, I need to get back in the game. So my boy told me Cooley Rock sounded too old school. I'm reading his lessons, and it's talking about money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. Luxury, placing yourself in heaven at once. And that was my whole purpose for coming back to the game. So even though I wasn't back in the mosque, that lesson fell right into my heart with my whole purpose of why I was coming back. And that night, Problem 13 was born.
Oh, praise is due to Allah. Now, brother, I'm just curious, because You know, you having 15 children is not surprising to me because I have, I come from a family of 31. But you have 15 children, that's kind of unheard of for a man your age because you look like you're quite a young man. So
I look younger than I am, like the Wolverine, I don't age.
All prices due to a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's how to eat to live. That's what that is.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Because I
right.
think I'm friends with one of your sons. Isn't Brother Kareem your son?
Yes, Brother Kareem is my son. I'm very, very proud of Kareem Divine Muhammad. He's my pride and joy. I love that boy. You know, some of our children, when you're in the nation, when you're a parent in the nation and this world has a pull on your children, you have to feed your children with Islam, you know? And Kareem is one of those in my ranks that I don't have to beat Islam into him. He loves it naturally, you know? I don't have to constantly keep lecturing him and putting it in his head. It's already there. He a better, sometimes, man, he outshine me in that F.Y. class. I say, damn. You know, and I love that boy. I love that boy. Word is bond. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. He's a fine young man at that. He's a
fine gentleman.
Yes, he is. And so, Proverbs 13, tell us a little bit about, you know, I know how you say you got back in the game. I know why. But tell me a little bit about your music now. You know, what direction is it going in, and what are you really talking about?
Okay, well, that's a long story, but I'm going to try to make it as short as possible. Okay, like I said, I was in the world, and I didn't have any intentions on coming back to the mosque. I got to be real with you. You know, I was in the world. I was getting money, hustling, and I was doing me. And then Allah brought a whirlwind into my life. You know, my ex-wife, she left the NGT class and went out into the world and became something different. And me and her were in separation at that time. And, you know, I blame myself because I left first. But, you know, as long as I had an NGT at home, I felt it was all right for me to do what I was doing, which was incorrect, and I learned that lesson now in my new marriage. I have to be the head. Wherever the head goes, the body going to follow. So she went out into the world, and it got so bad, the Department of Children and Families took the children from her. At that time, with her, I had 8 children. So when they took the children from her, I had to take them. So now here I am. I'm hustling. You know, I'm living in the trap. My apartment where I was living at was the trap where I was hustling from. So now I got these children. I can't hustle here no more. Police already watching me. I already know they're going to kick the door down any day. I can't have them kick the door down with the babies in. So now I remember the day when I told them. I said, y'all ain't going back home to your mom's house. They all started dancing and singing and hollering, and I'm sitting there looking at them like, what the hell am I going to do now? You know? And through that, I ended up having to go to, you know, I told the DCF people straight up, yeah, I smoke a lot of weed. I smoke a quarter ounce a day. I ain't trying to hide nothing from y'all. So they put me in a program which forced me to stop smoking weed. And in the process of all this going on, I had to stop hustling, so no money coming in. My ex-wife left with all of the documents, the Social Security cards, the birth certificates. I have a daughter with sickle cell. She left with the SSI check. You know, she left with everything, left me with nothing. I had no way to get them in school or get them assistance or anything. But at the same time this is going on, I'm getting them in school. They eating every day by some kind of way. And I'm saying, how is this happening? Then one day I ran into an old brother that knew me from back in the days, Brother Gerald Muhammad. He said, man, you need to come here, Mr. Farrakhan. I said, Mr. Farrakhan in town? He said, no, he's speaking via satellite, webcast. You need to come, brother. You need to come. You need to come. You need to come. So I told him I would come. Really, it wasn't on my heart, but I mean, I told him. So now I went home, told the children, they're happy. Oh, we're going back to the mosque. And I'm like, damn, I don't want to go, but I gave my word. So now I'm reluctantly going. But the minute I walked in that mosque and felt that spirit instantly, I knew this is where I was supposed to have been at all along. So I gave rap up again. But within a few months, that other spirit started taking over me. And next you know, I'm writing these new lyrics of a new life. And that brought the CD, A New Beginning, Mixtape Volume 1. And when I dropped that, that was Savior's Day 2009 when I dropped that. I started writing it December 2008. It was ready by Savior's Day. The people loved it, and the rest is history.
Wow. Brother, you need to write a book and then get somebody to do the movie.
Praise be to Allah.
That's a real hard in the paint true life story because, you know, we know people who have gone through that, but we know it's happening, but just to be up close and personal and hear your story, hear your struggle, and all the time you're talking, I'm seeing how Allah is just working in your favor. You know, you
praise
have all those
Allah.
Children still in through all of that, you have prevailed. So, brother, I'm proud, and I'm even more so honored to even know
praise
you, where you have
praise
come from, and where you went back to, and where you came back to. All praises due to Allah.
Praise
brother Rakim, you got a question for Brother Pratt, a comment? Brother Rakim, or maybe he left. Brother Rakim? Okay, so Brother Pop, tell me about this song, Slaughterhouse. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. I was on mute. Sorry about that. I was trying to talk to you. And I was on mute. But I will say this.
Okay.
The brother, I'm gonna call him 13. Because this is his year, 2013.
Praise be to Allah.
Brother's year. But
praise
I would say
Allah.
This. I just met the brother. I just got familiar with the brother probably about a week, 2 weeks ago maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, about that.
Yes, sir. And I would say from the time that I befriended him on Facebook, the brother, I mean, he immediately came to my page and thanked me for befriending him, and he sent me some links to check out some music and everything. The brother is very humble, and he has a beautiful spirit, and I love that. I love that, and I thank Allah for him, and I pray to Allah that I get a chance to get more familiar with your brother, exchange numbers or whatever, and put you in my circle, brother, because all I need in my circle is real people, real soldiers.
Yes,
and
sir. Praise be to Allah.
You're just one of them. Brother K. Reno, he's one of them. So, you know, brother, I'd be honored to have you in my circle as one of my friends, brother, because one of my member of my extended family. You know, I don't have
yes,
friends,
sir.
I got family members. So
yes, sir.
So, I will chop it up with you later. We gonna get on with your interview, brother, and we gonna listen to this beautiful music that you have.
Most definitely.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So tell us about Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse is the beginning of a campaign that I'm beginning. When I first came back with New Beginning Volume 1, I was really just testing my waters and getting a lot of pain off my chest. If you go back and hear that CD, that's what you'll hear. New Beginning Volume 2, I'm getting a little, you know, I'm feeling myself a little bit. The believers are feeling me. I'm getting good feedback from Volume 1. So on Volume 2, it's a little swag in there. You know, I'm feeling myself a little bit. The weight's coming off my shoulders. But now it's like all that's over. So now I'm looking at what's going on in hip-hop. You know, I'm looking at how my baby's minds are being polluted. I'm looking at how I have to fight my baby's minds for their minds against the artists that they love, the artists that they listening to, the artists that are affecting their mind thoughts. And I'm saying, damn, somebody gotta kill these niggas. And that's what Slaughterhouse is. Right now, Problem 13 is on entirely different page from A New Beginning. Those that are familiar with A New Beginning and are fans of that, praise be to Allah. But now it's a different era for Problem 13. It's straight slaughter. Some of these songs, I might get called in the captain's office behind it. My captain might get a call from Chicago. It is what it is. I'm not having no love, no mercy, no compassion. The Wolverine is straight slashing. Straight up. And that's what Slaughterhouse. Yeah. Slaughterhouse is the beginning of that campaign.
Okay, well, let's listen to Slaughterhouse and see what's happening with it.
Welcome to the Slaughterhouse. 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 Welcome to the Slaughterhouse.
Last name God, first name Black. Lyrics so set you feel compelled to hit reverse playback. I disperse lame rap, go berserk, plain fat. Swinging my sword if you don't wanna get hurt, stay back.
hip-hop award on BET. Instead, see me at Savior's Day where the believers be. Tired of hearing rappers rapping about they got major cash. Cause all that money that you got ain't gonna save your ass. From the shock of the hour, homie, that's a fact. You gon' regret every word in that crap you rap. Truth is why you walking with a limp like you're cool. A lot of you are broke, getting pimped by a Jew. Modern day good fella, I'm Bobby De Niro.
That's right.
Elijah is the Don, Farrakhan is my hero.
Right.
The feds said he watching me close, but I don't study them. Looking for hypocrites in the mob so I can bloody them. Stomping with my hard bottom Stacey's like I'm Joe Pesci. Catch him in the streets, cause in the monster captain won't let me.
Welcome to my slaughter house.
See me as I put your devil.
Welcome to my slaughter.
P13 is on another level.
Welcome to my slaughter.
My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughter house. Welcome to my slaughter.
It's P13, you can't see me like an abstract photo. With your skinny jeans sagging, showing your ass crack, homo. Your jeans so tight, you must have small testicles. Skinny jeans ain't gangster, you're looking transsexual. And now I see Lil Wayne wearing leggings. Get him lipstick, a person, a tiara to fit his head in. Drake can flow, but he be acting too feminine.
That's right.
It ain't hard to tell Lil Wayne bending.
Who has been your favorite artist to work with and why?
Oh, Wayne is my favorite person to work with, though, because it's just, Lil Wayne, he's just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the love.
Too good.
Drake,
it's just
thank
too
you
good. Yeah.
So much.
Jay-Z is part of a satanic cult, very crazy. I guess Beyonce giving birth to Rosemary's baby. She needs to tell Sasha Fierce to sit her ass down. And Rihanna's like a flush that gets passed round. Nicki Minaj is of the greatest stylist, whacking in fact. Without the Botox injections, you probably flat in the back. Kind easy, all I can say is I'm disappointed. You let the devil turn you out, now you Satan's anointed. You used to be the MC that Jesus walked with. You used to talk truth in your raps, now you only talk shit.
Come on,
with Khalifa, I wanna take a bat and bust your brain. Cause you're misrepresenting with a muscle name. Either change the name or come right in exact, it's true. Black and yellow, I'm ready to beat you till you black and blue. I'm throwing stones while I'm living in a glass house. A love bulletproof my glass so it can't be smashed out. Smashed out, smashed out.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
See me as I put the devil.
Welcome to my slaughter.
P13 is on another level.
Welcome to my slaughter.
My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
All these fake garbage rappers gon' stay hating. I knock them out like Fight Night, but this ain't PlayStation. It's not a game, partner, I'm coming real with it. Problem 13 is on the scene, you gotta deal with it. This is a satanic coast, it's a human sacrifice. I wonder what really happened with your nephew and Kathy White. Who's this dude, P13? He got hella nerve. I'm a Farrakhan disciple, I ain't never stirred. And I don't care about you putting me on some death list. Anyone mess with me, got to have a death wish. Your arms too short to box with God. I'm back for Allah, mighty God for all. So you better be careful, homie, what you decide to do with me. A wrong move and Beyonce will be doing your eulogy. This goes for Lil Wayne, little satanic gay self too. Step to me and you won't find a soul on earth to help you. Not cause of me, but the God that defends me. Will pay you back quick if you decide to come against me. Who got more power, your Lucifer or my Allah? Well, let's see. Come against me, homie. Try to guard. Try to guard. Try to guard.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
Problem13.net. OMG. That's all I can say is OMG. Wait a minute. I gotta catch my breath because y'all know I was back here crib walking, right?
Oh, yeah, we know you're crib walking. Hey, listen.
Hey.
Did y'all hear those gunshots?
What? What you said, brother?
That's just that. Hey, she was popping that cap gun she got at the house too. I heard it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
Be funny, but listen, I have some questions for you, Problem 13. That song
yes,
is off the chain.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah.
You done blew the stage up, brother. I'm
praise
telling
be
you,
to Allah.
I got a sister in the chat room. She says she wants to know. if you're performing at the Savior's Day Hip Hop concert, and she says that she wants your album right now, and she also said that she was dancing in her chair. So
crazy,
you gonna have to tell this sister how she can get your music.
LookingForAProblem.com. LookingForAProblem.com. That's my website, LookingForAProblem.com. Go to the store and the store page, and you can get everything there. I got all my music. I got the CD available, the download available. You know, I got merchandise, LookingForAProblem.com. I know that's kind of long, you know, but originally it was going to be, you know, my foot in SatanAssAllDay.com, but I decided that was too long, so I went with LookingForAProblem.com.
You know, so Sister Gidget, I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
Sister Gidget, you might as well play my music. I thought I was too raw. Listen, Problem 13, he coming with the
yeah.
wickedness for real. I'm serious.
Praise be for Allah.
He coming with it. I don't feel too shame.
If I may,
Beyonce in the song, didn't you say that Beyonce was gonna be reading your eulogy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Praise people love. But look, if I met family, because this is a Blog Talk Radio, and sometimes, you know, on these shows, some of our listeners, they can't, because it's not a high-quality sound, because it's a Blog Talk Radio, some of our listeners maybe couldn't have heard everything, how some of us did hear it. So if I may, could I spit something live right quick, if it's not too much time on it?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Thank you, family. All right, check it out. This is off a song called Meet Your Doom. It's going to be on my official album due out spring 2013. The name of the album is Blood Off My Hands, The Mujahideen Project. All right, here it is. F-O-Y on my fez, star and crescent on my shoulder. F-O-Y till I'm dead, I ain't stressing, I'm a soldier. Before I wrote this rhyme, I said a prayer and broke fast. I played the beat that metamorphosized Hope Smash. We in the last days, America, it's time to fall. Rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes, this the final call. So line these devils up for God's deadliest killing spree. 1,500 baby planes strapped with heavy artillery. God hates homosexual activity. I ain't trying to hear none of that reasoning you're giving me. It's right there in your King James Bible. I read that. America carries on as if God never said that. Get that. Homos get back. I ain't a homophobe. I'm a homo killer. Know the deal and get your head cracked. Politically incorrect. Cynically disrespect. Everything this world stands for. Devils hit the deck. Because I'm aiming for your head and I won't miss. There ain't a rapper in the game that I won't diss. Unless they rapping about something that really matters. Most don't, that's why I'm on the mic, ready to kill and splatter. Who you know on the mic that can rhyme realer? Wifey tells me I should smile more because we kind killers. Swine killers, raised by God to be divine killers. We ain't gangsters, we ain't thugs, we refined killers. But we're saviors for our people, that's the main mission. To bring the truth to the youth, come on man, listen. Because if you don't, then you're dying. In your hard-hearted, stiff neck, and rebellious state of mind. I'm like the exorcist, exercising demons out your soul. Opening the door to bring you in from out the cold of this wicked world. Come out of her, my people. She's hateful and deceitful. Just look at how she treats you. The poor don't get no justice. We get exploited by the rich in this world. God surely is disgusting. Adultery and fornication. Internet pronation. Wrath of God is what this modern Sodom and Gomorrah facing.
Brother, I don't know where you been, but I'm just so glad you're here. And
praise to Allah.
That is awesome. I'm at a loss for words. That is just awesome because you know what? I can feel your passion, and it's so much truth to what you're saying, and it just rolls off your tongue like water, and I mean, wow, he didn't even miss a beat. I was just wondering when you're going to breathe. And I that is awesome. I'm at a loss for words. Brother K. Reno, come on in and give us some input on Blog 13. What you thinking?
Well, I mean, when I listen to the song and when I listen to him just spit that hot lava he just spit, I mean, it just reminds me of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that his greatest followers was in the streets. And then just to listen to his story about, you know, just living in the trap and just having to go through the things he had to go through. I mean, this is a perfect example of a brother who just came straight up out the cracks in the corners of the streets, man, and raised himself to the level he's on now. So it makes me ask the question, how many more Problem 13s is it out here in the streets, man? I mean, the type of fire and the type of passion that he spits with and just the raw intensity that he delivers it with, that is what's going to be the element of attraction to the young soldiers in the streets. Because sometimes what tends to happen, you know, I run into people from all walks of life in this rap game, and then you have, you know, every now and then you'll meet some Christian brothers and sisters, and they'll say, well, I'm a gospel rapper, I'm a Christian rapper. Even some of the Muslims will say, well, you know, I'm more into just the consciousness. And actually, sometimes that tends to go over everybody's head. You know, it goes over the street people's head, man. Sometimes you got to just deliver it to them straight up, raw and uncut, and speak the language of the people, plain and simple. And that's what that brother's doing. I mean, you know, people would look at it from an angle. Well, he's using profanity, or he's doing. Look, we speak in the language of the people that they gonna relate to. And I mean, I just gotta commend my brother because he ain't putting no punches. He walking in, shooting first and asking questions later.
Praise be to Allah.
If you got shot by accident, oops, my bad. Shouldn't have been in the way. That's his mentality.
I got to say something for the listeners, man. I've been a fan of K. Reno for a very, very long time. I would say over 10 years now. I've been a fan of this brother's work. And the brother is straight up the truth. And I love what he does, how he does it. And he's one of the very few. You know, I'm what the streets label a hater. I don't like nothing. So there's very, 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 very few MP3s in my phone. And K. Reno has a good number of tracks in my phone. You know, I first came across his music by a brother named Kuwait, who was in my crew. I had a crew called Southern Affiliate. Kuwait came down here from Texas. And all he used to talk about was K. Reno. And I used to be like, man, you know, at first I was mocking. Because Kuwait, one of them brothers, get on your nerves. So I used to be like, Rhino? You know Kuwait? Yeah, no doubt. So I was like, man, what, Rhino? And I was mocking. Then one day he played a song for me. I had to swallow all that mocking that I was doing. And like, wait, he the truth. You ain't the truth, but he the truth. You know, just playing with him. But, yeah, ever since then, I've been a fan of K. Reno, man. I love his music. I love what he does. You know, he I want to say it, but I don't want to offend nobody, so I can say the itch.
That's
all praise is due to Allah. Okay, so brother Pop, tell us one more again where we can get your stuff, and do you have any upcoming concert dates or anything like that you want to share with us?
Yeah, well, I do got an upcoming show, but it's down here in Miami. You know, it's at a club called Club E, downtown Miami. That's January 19th. I want to get on at Savior's Day. That's been my dream, to perform for the believers at Savior's Day, and when it's the will of Allah, it'll happen. But right now, I'm just doing little gigs here and there, wherever Allah gets me in. You know, you can, like I said earlier, you can find out everything at lookingforaproblem.com. Lookingforaproblem.com. I got my bio up there. I got blogs. I got pics. You know, and I got a store. I got free downloads. So if you don't got no money and you still want some music, I got free downloads. But y'all know I got all these children to feed. So, you know, show me some. I need some love. I ain't going to lie. Show me some love. You feel me? I got downloads for 99 cents. Slaughterhouse, you can download that for $1.49. You know, and then I also got all my albums. I got the maxi single, the Slaughterhouse maxi single, with a whole bunch of songs on it. And the new mixtape, The Wolverine, will be out, inshallah, at Savior's Day. The new mixtape will be out, but I got a lot of music you can get into right now. Lookingforaproblem.com.
All right. He has some beautiful T-shirts, too, because I got an order of mine. I'm going
to
get a T-shirt.
Yes, ma'am. I got it for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, Papa 13, don't go nowhere, because now we're
going
to talk to
Kate. I ain't going nowhere, because I want to hear from my man Reno. Yeah. I want to hear from Reno.
We're going to talk to Kate Reno. Look, I call him my baby, but he ain't no baby no more.
That's my hero. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, Sister Gidget. This is one down brother right here. I think I've been affiliated with Kate Reno since probably early 2000, 2001, somewhere in that area. The brother, when I was back home in Chicago, the brother used to send me music, you know, from Texas, and this charged me a dime. Just send me music, man, because I was in Chicago trying to promote this brother's music. And, man, I'm telling you, this is a beautiful brother right here, seriously. Beautiful brother.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Because, you know, I remember K. Reno when he was young, and he was kind of off the chain. But one thing about him, he was always respectful, and he was always very humble. And we love you so much, and you have been one of those long-standing soldiers, and I'm just honored that you decided to come on. So, K. Reno, I know a lot of us know you, but go ahead and tell us something about yourself.
Well, my name is K. Reno.
Even though you did go to Sermon and I went to Yates, go ahead.
Hey, well, you know, my mama and my daddy both graduated from Yates, so I got to deal with that all the time. I've been dealing with that all my life, so I'm used to it. But I started actually 2013 is the 30th year anniversary from the first time I ever picked up a pen. I wrote my first rap when I was 13 years old. So we planning on doing a lot of big things this year just based around that. I created an organization of MCs and DJs called the South Park Coalition back in 1987 because we was just going to war in the streets, man. We was just going in.
Love
SBC. When you talk about Sterling, it was Sterling, Yates, Madison, Jones. You know, all these different schools, we had rivalries going, man, and we used to battle all the time, battle to the point of just pure hatred for one another. But the hatred eventually evolved into just mutual respect, and we ended up just forming an organization where we brought all of us together. And with people like myself and Gangsta Nip and Dopey, the Terrorists, and Point Blank, we just had these different artists that came together and created this big organization of rappers and DJs. And sooner or later, man, before you knew it, once the internet thing kicked in, we had spread out nationwide, worldwide. So now here we are 25-plus years later, and we got affiliates all over the planet and just love all over the planet. But I attribute a lot of the success and a lot of the love that we get just to my personal affiliation with the Nation of Islam, because you know, before the year 1992, I was just a rapper. I was just an MC. But, you know, a friend of mine invited me to the mosque when I came out, and I heard the teachings. It was like, you know, that light bulb come on in your head, and you're just hearing something that you never knew even existed, and you automatically got to a point where you started deciding you wanted to incorporate that into your music. And once I started doing that, man, I think it was like when they speak about Muhammad Ali, you know, Muhammad Ali, he would have been a great fighter if he never, ever joined the Nation. But just being a part of the Nation and getting that wisdom from the messenger like he did, that turned him into a world figure. So I'm trying to aspire to be, you know, walk down a similar road, you know, in the rap game, because, you know, people view me as a lyricist. They say, well, you got lyrics, you got wordplay, you got punchlines. But the biggest compliment I get from people is when they tell me that a song I made helped them in their life and changed their life, and they was going down this particular road, and this song turned them in a direction and helped them go down a positive road. So I thank Allah for that, and just thank all the believers, like Sister Gidget, who was around when I first came in, and that just gave me, showed me a side of life that I never knew existed. So, you know, I'm thankful to that, still to be able to be doing it, because I don't think I would even be relevant to a lot of people, you know, had it not been for the fact that I was able to be exposed to these teachings and put them into my music, into my lyrics, because that's taken me further than just being a good rapper.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, K. Reno, you are a living legend. And, you know, you started at age 15. So what was it that was boiling up in your spirit that made you want to get into this genre of music?
Well, I was just like every other youngster at that age. Only thing that was just boiling in my spirit was I had heard Run DMC and Sugar Hill Gang and Curtis Blow and Houdini and the Fat Boys and that's just that burst of hip hop on a mainstream level, you know, that all of us was just listening to and gravitating towards at that time. So I was just like any other child, any other youngster in my neighborhood, trying to write some rhymes, stealing rhymes from Grandmaster Flash and Run DMC, trying to dress like Run and all that. So, I mean, that was the initiation of it all. But once you start kind of coming into your own and developing your own identity as an artist, then you start seeing a bigger picture for yourself. You start saying, okay, well, maybe I can push this to another level, because it's always that level where you're just a fan. Then you start saying, you know what, I wrote a rap last night that's better than what I'm hearing on the radio right now. So you start to realize your own growth and elevation, and that's what I was able to do. And, you know, by 86, 87, you know, we put out our first record. We was probably one of the first groups in the city of Houston, rap groups, to actually record a record and put it out. So we blessed to hold that distinction of being maybe in the top two or three, along with the original Ghetto Boys on Rap-A-Lot Records. So, I mean, you know, we was able to lay a lot of the bricks that make up the foundation in the city of Houston and in the South in general, because the South Park Coalition, you know, thanks to people like Gangsta Nip, who has signed with Rap-A-Lot, and Dope B, who has signed with Rap-A-Lot, those albums was nationwide, and I was featured on those albums. So that's what kind of gave me a platform to be heard on a level that I wouldn't have necessarily been heard on if I was just doing it myself. So it's so many things that contributed to the success and the longevity that I have, and I'm blessed to be able to be a part of that.
So, you know, with a lot of people say, and I can't, you know, argue the point or on either side, a lot of people say that a lot of the mainstream rap music is the influence of urban violence. So what do you think that we as a people who enjoy your type of music, what can we do better to kind of mainstream this music? Because one of the approaches that I'm using is implementing positive media right here on Blog Talk and trying to get the information out. But what can we as a people, as a group of people in different organizations who really want to get positive music into the mainstream market for our youth and just for people who just been in the game so long that they don't want to hear nothing conscious but get it out there for them to hear, what can we do better?
Well, just to address the first part of the question, I think that hip-hop and rap initially was just the influence of urban struggle and just urban the quest to try to forge our way in the game, you know, because this was something made from nothing, just turntables and looping break beats and spitting rhymes in the park. Those are the types of things that was going on during the origins of hip-hop, and we talked about the things that we saw and witnessed around us. Now, the true influence when you speak about the mainstream, now we're talking about a bigger power that has that hand of influence on us, and that's the industry, that's the record labels, that's the greedy CEOs, the Jews who have that motive of being the ones who control the entertainment industry itself and regulating and delegating what goes out as far as the type of music that's put out. Because I say this a lot in interview, we had groups like P.E., we had groups like BDP and X-Clan that you would hear on mainstream radio and that you would see on the MTVs and the BETs, but something stopped that at some point because the level of consciousness that was starting to take place in the inner city and in the black neighborhoods, and that influence was taking over, and they actually made a move to abort that, to kill that. So what you're seeing now is a result of industry heads and the powers that control what's actually put out. Now you see brothers walking around with skirts on, like Problem 13 was talking about. Now you see the sisters walking around half naked. You know, these are the things that are being presented before our youth and making them believe that this is the road that you got to go down in order to be a so-called successful artist, in order to make a lot of money. So that's that selling your soul factor. That's where that comes in, because selling your soul don't always represent a satanic move or a satanic symbol or wearing a shirt with a satanic symbol on it. It represents what I just got through speaking about, sometimes just the subliminal carnal moves that we make that we not even aware of, that we make in our ignorance. And we have to be educated on that first and foremost to understand, hey, look, you know, this is not the way to reach that level of success. You know, if it means that much to you, willing to sacrifice that, then it's not true success at all. So what we have to do is educate. We got to educate anybody who wants to decide that they want to be a part of this industry, they want to be a part of this game. And you educate through the history. You educate through the history. If you teach people the history of the game, you know, you don't come into anything without learning the history of it. If I decide I want to box, I got to go back and watch. I got to go back and watch Jack Johnson. I got to watch Rocky Marciano, Joe Louis, all the way up to Ali Tyson, all the way up to the modern day. I can't just jump in on what I think I know. So in music, we got to do the same thing. You know, these young guys come into hip hop, and I heard Sister Connie talking about some work she did with Kool G Rap. So you can walk down the street now in 2013 and catch anybody under the age of 17, 18 years old. You can start with the demographic from maybe 12 years old to 18, and they probably never even heard of Kool G Rap. See, because the history is not being taught. And we deal with that. I deal with that in my own city. In my own city, man, I've been doing this 30 years, like I mentioned earlier. But it's a population of youth in my own city that don't even know me, don't even know South Park Coalition, because of the fact that what I represent and what I stand for is been swept under the rug by commercial radio, by mainstream powers who decide this is not what we're going to put out. This is not something that is going to make you dance. This is not something that's going to generate a lot of money, so we don't want to put this out. So what we got to do is we got to just forge our way and force our way in the same way they did, the same way they forced that crap in the minds of our youth. We got to come with the other side of it. We got to come with the hammer and force our way in and give them an option. You know, if all you get fed is donuts and blow pops all day long, and that's all you know to eat, that's all you're going to eat. So let's
and you're going to end up with diabetes.
That's right. But then you introduce some good organic vegetables to a person who's never seen them. It'll be foreign in the beginning, but all they got to do is taste it, and all they got to do is see the effect that it's going to have on them once they ingest it, and they'll come to it on their own. You know, it's too many people, man. It's too many. The Sister Connie, when she was talking about, you say, what's her goal? She said, I want Mr. Farrakhan say, everybody go buy Sister Connie's album. See, and we laughed about that, but it's so much realness in that because she understands how many believers it is. She understands how many conscious-minded people it is just in the world, period. Now, if that network can get sewn together and get tied together, then Problem 13, he going to go gold or platinum off the rip. You see what I'm saying? Sister Connie going to go gold and platinum off the rip because it's already a platform in place that's looking for that type of music, and they know where to get it. See, we try to do so much stuff on our own and on and separately, and that we'll never make it like that. The unification is gonna have to be what gets us over.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Okay, we're running, you know, kind of close to time. I wish I would have set it up for 2 hours. My God, I didn't think I had enough people to do a two-hour show. But, okay, Reno, you have so much knowledge and wisdom. So before I play your song, you got to promise me, and you and Brother Paul got to promise me y'all come back.
Absolutely. I can't wait. This is beautiful, you know.
Okay. We're gonna play Doing Bad by K Reno. Sometime today.
What's up, honey?
Recognize the negative ways and turn from them. We all make mistakes, G, but the key is to learn from them. I've been blessed to come across a little paper. Made a lick and spit it quick and had lost a little paper. Appreciating what we got, we true hood scholars. Then sat in circles with my partners, pitching their chains to scrape for $5. When you leave home, the world change all of a sudden. Full grown, you on your own, partner, the world don't owe you nothing. I've been in this hole, ducking and dodging the grim reaper. But the more I try to dig my way out, it's getting deeper.
Everything around you is going wrong.
Man, I'm bad up in the hood, but I'm still hanging.
And hard times seem to last too long.
I'ma stop all that banging and start swinging.
Don't go home, boy,
it's dead and gone. Doing bad up in the hood, but man, we still hanging.
The game don't change, keep pushing on.
Feel that. I'm trying to show love, but people take the bad and provoke it. If I give this bum a dollar, will he eat it or smoke? Put speculation to the fire and just go out on a limb. I'm visualizing myself one day being just like him. So I focus on my paper, got a mission to rise and try to see life through the eyes of the poor and despised. It's in my people, man. I never turn my back on them. To my young hustlers walking these cuts with crack on them. It's another way. I hope you feeling your brother. I know that cash be coming fast, but dog, we killing each other. Making bad moves, trusting fools, caught up in crosses. And you ain't different from the rest player. We all have took losses, better shake it off. Cause a real man would accept responsibility and play it with the hand he was dealt. See, my strength done even ran out of questions to ask. Plus, I'm holding family animosity from the past.
Everything around you is going wrong.
In my stack, in a lack, clutching the gap, my stomach's touching my back. The world is testing me, but at the same time, my girl's stressing me. My actions be the reason why the man ain't blessing me. Should I chase mine with steel or a gun on my waistline? In FaceTime, these questions go deep as a baseline. I'ma take it the whole nine or catch a case trying. Confess my sins, hoping that God'll erase mine. Gotta raise your game level when the trouble appears. I got partners I've been hanging with for 15 years. Yeah, I'm strong, but I'm worn out and tired in the mind. Cause water dripping on a rock can wear it down over time. You feel me? I ain't no baller. I'm a child of the ditch. Being broke is a test, but money is a trial for the rich. And to the ones that passed on, G's, we lost in the game. Y'all come to light every time somebody mention your name.
Everything around you is going wrong.
Let them pass away. Throw them up for that baby that was born today. Throw them up if you're hustling. if you're feeling every word I say, it's like that.
Yeah, I wanna say what's up to all the players we lost. My homeboy Big Mello, Woo, Fat Pat, 38, that boy Nut, that boy Big Steve, my cousin Byron Myers out there in Lufkin, R.I.P. I wanna give a shout out to all my partners on lock, that boy J Flex, Pimp C, SPM, Black Capone, Brian Dennis, my cousin, love you, man. Guy Pearson, you know I ain't forgot about you. That boy Deuce Twice, better known as Aftermath. Yeah, anybody else I forgot, charge it to my mind and not my heart, you feel me? See y'all, y'all players when you get back. SPC, much love. Peace.
Y'all there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay, we are out of time, Brother K-Reno, please. You got to come back next Saturday. I know you have a concert coming up. Give us the concert dates right quick.
Well, they changed the moment. I got to get them again. I should be free this Saturday. I know we got San Antonio on the 19th. And we got some stuff coming up after that, but I can absolutely come on next Saturday, I'm sure, so I appreciate that.
Okay, well, next Saturday is going to be a full two-hour show. Brother Problem 13, when you going to come back with us?
Whenever you ask me to, sis, I'm here for you. You heard me?
I hear you. Okay, so I want to have both of y'all back next Saturday on our full show. And Brother K-Reno, you know I need some more music from you and
yes,
you too, Proud 13. And
yes,
we're going to really try to make this thing happen. This is your radio station, so I want y'all to know whenever you get ready to come on, you are more than welcome. This is your second home. And anytime y'all get ready to do anything, please let us know so that we can promote you and put you out there, and we will always be playing your music.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I want to say this right here. From this point on, we will be promoting Problem 13 and K-Reno's music. From this point on,
absolutely.
Even on our Wednesday show, we're going to do that. Even on the Wednesday show, Caesar, Deanna, if y'all hear me, we're going to do it on the Wednesday show as well, because the people need to hear what these brothers are saying.
Thank you for the love.
Exactly.
Hey, Yo, Reno.
Yo. Yes, sir.
That was heat, man. That thing was flavor, man. Where I can get that at, man? That thing, that man.
Oh, man. I mean, all my music is, you know, I can send it to you personally. It's all good. But
yeah, I
got to
get that up, man.
Anybody listening, you can go on iTunes. You know, I'm closing in on 30 albums, so you can go on iTunes and get any of my music, or you can go to our website, which is southparkcoalition.webs.com, and just click the music store link, and it'll tell you to cover you.
Hey, Reno, on a personal
okay,
note, when the last time you're up in Kuwait?
Give us the email address one more again. Okay, Reno.
Yeah, the website is southparkcoalition.webs.com. .webs.com and just hit me on iTunes, or you can hit me on Facebook. I'm real accessible. I talk to all my supporters and fans, so you catch me on Facebook, just hit me up and I reply back to everybody.
He's never too busy for his fans. I'm his number one fans.
Brother Rakim. Brother Rakim.
I want the most number one. The brother talks to me just like when I lost my child or whatever. Hey, Reno said, brother, you can call me anytime you want to call me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you. So,
yes, sir.
Beautiful brother.
And I haven't heard from Kuwait in a while, big bro. I haven't talked to him in a good minute, man. I hope he's doing all right.
Okay. Yeah, I hope he's doing all right, too. Last time I talked to him was some years back, and he was crying about something, man. And I've been thinking about him every now and then. He popped in my head, and I'm like, damn, you know, I wonder whatever happened to the little God.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's all right somewhere.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, gentlemen. We are out of time. I love you all. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you launching our show, Young, Gifted, and Black. And certainly you men are certainly that, and you are a gem amongst men. And I love you so much. And thank you. And
love
I'm
you
just
too.
So very
thank
proud
you
of everything
platform.
That you're doing.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You for giving me this platform,
yes,
Queen. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, this is your platform, Prop 13 and K-Reno. So y'all do it with y'all will.
Anytime.
It's your show. I'll throw your number in my inbox.
All right, I got you.
Okay. All right. Well, good night, and thank you for listening. Thank you, listening audience. Thank you, Sister Michelle, especially in the chat room, and all of the other guests. Thank you, Brother James, for calling in, and the sister that called in. Your name escapes me. I love
sister
you
Cassandra.
All. I leave you as I came before you in peace. Assalamu alaikum. One nation, one
wa-alaikum
love. Good night, y'all.
Wa alaikum salam. Peace.
Peace.